Welcome to the practical teaching of Joyce Meyer. We believe you will enjoy this teaching entitled, The Forgiveness Test.
We've been talking about the different kinds of tests that we have to pass in life in order to be promoted. We all like promotion. We all want to grow. We want to grow in our finances. We want our businesses to grow. We want our ministries to grow. There's nothing wrong with wanting progress and promotion. I mean, it's kind of difficult to work towards something if you can never expect a reward. But we do have to realize that anytime we ask God to promote us, I think especially when you're wanting God to use you and you're asking Him to use you in a greater way than you just have to understand that you're going to be tested and tried. God never tempts us with anything that's evil, but He does permit, sometimes allow, and sometimes even arrange for different things to take place in our life just to work the stuff out of us that needs to come out. And in James chapter 1, it says, be patient in all kinds of trials, knowing that the trying of your faith brings out patience. And like I said, they brought a lot of things out of me before we ever got around to patience. There's a lot of things in us that sometimes we don't even know is there. And so we just keep going through things until we get to the point where we can do things God's way. So I've talked about different kinds of tests, and I think it's been really good. Last night we talked about the going through test. You know, rather than running away from things, that we need to confront the giants in our life, and talked about how David ran toward the battle line, not away from the battle line, and just some really good things. And today I want to talk to you about the forgiveness test, because just as sure as I'm sitting here this morning talking to you, you are going to run into some situations, sometimes even frequently, where people hurt you or they do something you don't like or they don't understand you when you need them to understand, they disappoint you. Sometimes people even experience betrayal. I like to call it the Judas kiss test, where Judas betrayed Jesus, and yet Jesus forgave him. When we talk about forgiveness, although it's a message that you may hear a lot, it's a message that we always need over and over and over, because it's probably one of the most challenging things that we do. It seems so unfair to just forgive somebody.